All right, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is about to have a one-vote majority in the House. He is losing control of his Republican coalition, and 1 year from now, he likely will not be the Speaker at all. He's essentially a lame duck due to the dwindling Republican majority, and today, he was once again kind of just slapped in the face. His own Republican coalition subverted him, well, at least 17 of them, joined Democrats to vote for the Affordable Care Act subsidies. You know, I was going to start this video off by saying this is bad, bad news for Mike Johnson, but I really just want to flip that. This is good news for the American people. And every single time Mike Johnson gets bad news, that means it benefits the American people. So what does that tell you about Mike Johnson's political views? The breaking news is a 3-year extension of the Affordable Care Act Obamacare subsidies just passed the House with a 230 to 196 vote. 17 Republicans joined, all Democrats. Good job to the Democrats. And what does it tell you that 17 Republicans joined over? They're scared. They're vulnerable. 17 Republicans will get booted out, and now they can at least say, hey, we broke with our own party who is trying to strip health care away from you. Check out this vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 196. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Again, what does it tell you about Mike Johnson that the headlines immediately say, Republicans defy Trump and Mike Johnson on health care? So the Democrats are pro-health care. Mike Johnson and Trump are anti-healthcare, but now they are pro-war. And the Republicans had to split with Trump and Mike Johnson in order to at least give their constituents a chance, a fighting chance to have healthcare. More than a dozen House Republicans broke ranks with their party Thursday and voted for a Democratic bill to extend expired Affordable Care Act subsidies for 3 years without any restrictions. It's really hard for the rest of these Republicans to vote in favor of more health care for the Americans when a lot of these insurance lobbies are in their ear. The donors are in their ear representing their own interests. But beyond that, so as Donald Trump and MAGA Mike Johnson are losing control of the House, the Senate had a landmark vote earlier today. In a major rebuke to President Trump, the Senate just voted to advance Senator Kaine's measure under the War Powers Resolution to remove U.S. armed forces from hostilities against Venezuela, 52-4, 42 against. Then, whoa, Trump went nuclear on the 5 Republicans who backed the Venezuela War Powers Resolution, calling them out by name, saying they should never be elected to office again. I'm sorry, dude, but your political power is very quickly dwindling. And you won't be able to do this for much longer. This is the Donald Trump strategy. This is the reason Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned. She said Donald Trump was naming her, then she was getting emails that said Marjorie Taylor Greene and that were threatening her son. And now Trump is using the same exact tactic by naming Collins, Murkowski, Paul, Hawley, Young. He essentially says this vote greatly hampers American self-defense and national security, impeding the president's authority as the commander-in-chief. Despite their stupidity, the War Powers Act is unconstitutional. It's not. J.D. Vance uses this same line right here.
Technicality than any disagreement in policy. If you look at the people who actually voted, every single one of them have supported the administration's plan. Second of all, as the president, I believe himself, has already said, every president, Democrat or Republican, believes the War Powers Act is fundamentally a fake and unconstitutional law. It's not going to change anything about how we conduct foreign policy over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and that'll continue to be how we approach things.
What a scary thought. Just think about this. They are trying to lay the groundwork to say the president can unilaterally start wars while people like Stephen Miller are talking about annexing Greenland, or at the very least not ruling out military force against Greenland. What he says about the War Powers Act being unconstitutional is entirely false. I'll bring in our policy advisor Micah in just one moment to debunk that. But again, it is worth pointing out, 5 Republicans supported the War Powers measure. Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, Susan Collins, Josh Hawley, and Todd Young. Donald Trump, for the first year of this term, you know, for the entirety of his last term, has tried to subvert Congress by ruling via executive order, whether it's the tariffs, he's placing attacks on the American people without Congress, whether it's wars, he's trying to go to war without Congress. And now we finally at least have a sliver of Republicans standing up as Trump's popularity hits all-time lows. Let me bring in Micah, and we'll talk about this all further, including J.D. Vance. Drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed below and check this out. All right, Micah, let's jump in. We have no time to waste. Donald Trump obviously took a huge loss today. Congress seems to be standing up for one of the first times since he took office. Let's start off with the J.D. Vance of it all. Can you explain to me why the War Powers Resolution is not a, quote, fundamentally fake an unconstitutional law. That's coming from the Vice President of the United States.
Yeah, Adam, well, what J.D. Vance actually said was even worse than that. He said that every single president since it was first enacted has thought that it was fundamentally unconstitutional and shouldn't be enforced. And that's just simply not true. I mean, the question for J.D. Vance is like, what's your source for that? Okay, maybe Republicans haven't thought that the War Powers Resolution is binding and should be respected. Obviously, George Bush has started wars. Trump likes to start wars like he did with Venezuela, like he did in Yemen, whenever he quadrupled the number of drone strikes happening on Yemeni territory in his first term. But the reality is Democrats have always respected the ability of Congress under Article 1 to have exclusive authority in initiating conflicts. That is what the Constitution says. The Constitution says Congress has the power to initiate conflicts. And right now, that's all that what the War Powers Resolution tries to enforce. It tries to flesh this out. It says three things. It says that Congress must be consulted, Congress must be reported to, and if the president tries to unilaterally start a conflict, within 60 days, they must get congressional approval. If anything, you could say that this is unconstitutional in the respect that it takes power away from Congress rather than power away from the president. But of course, the view of J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, and the Republican Party seems to be that the president should have unilateral authority to do basically whatever the hell they want. Well, let me clarify a little bit. If they're a Republican, Republican presidents can do whatever they want. Democrats aren't allowed to do anything.
Very, very true. And we've seen this through the way Trump has governed over the past year. He's governed via executive order primarily. And there's no continuity between administrations when 99% of what you do is via executive order. He issued tariffs without Congress, subverting Congress to issue tariffs, which is a tax on the American people. That is Congress's job. He is issuing strikes and sending the military to other countries without the authorization of Congress when that is their job. How does this weave into Trump's broader attempt to consolidate power? As he gets more and more desperate, it feels like he's suppressing, you know, the press more. He is attacking colleges, universities. He's attacking anybody who can check him. How does this weave into Congress checking his ability to start a war? Like, it's pretty scary, the rhetoric he's using with Greenland, the rhetoric he's using with other countries, combined with the fact that J.D. Vance is laying the pretext for the president to unilaterally go to war.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be that the Republican view today is that there's no limits on Trump's power. Yep. He tried to pardon state law claims for a Colorado defendant, a criminal, which was trying to overturn an election. And the president can't pardon state law claims. But of course, he tried to do it. And then he said that Colorado was violating the Constitution by not letting this person out of prison. As you said, he's, you know, raising taxes, which is supposed to be the power of Congress. He's cutting spending, which is supposed to be something that Congress does. He's cutting regulations, which is supposed to be something that Congress does. Now he's trying to seize control of state elections, which is not something that's even in the purview of the federal government. It is a state. It's a state issue. It's an issue that states have exclusive control over under the 10th Amendment. So there is no limits in their view on what the president should be able to do. And here's the reason why. They understand that in order to get their agenda to successfully continue, they can't have an actual democratic system. They must have an authoritarian, centralized system. And by empowering the president of the United States, they believe that Trump can coerce states, can coerce the media, can coerce political opponents into basically eliminating any sort of opposition in the country. And you need a centralized, autocratic leader to make that agenda possible. That agenda of essentially eliminating democracy and ending the ability for the American people to vote out Trump and vote out the Republicans because their policies are unpopular. It's evil, it's sick, and it's really important that more Americans know about this.
Yep, and just notice the projection going on. So you mentioned the Colorado case where he then called Colorado state officials unconstitutional and traitorous. He's called Mike Pence traitorous, Liz Cheney traitorous, Mark Kelly, Alyssa Slotkin, he calls them traitorous. It reminds me of that one quote where it's like, if you wake up and go throughout your day and everyone you talk to is an asshole, by the end of the day, you're like, everyone's an asshole. Maybe you were the asshole at the end of the day. When Donald Trump is accusing everyone else of being unconstitutional traitors, bro, maybe you're the one that doesn't understand the Constitution because Congress is checking your ass. Right now, you're losing power day by day as you get more and more unpopular with the American people, and he's getting more and more desperate. From Mockler Media, this is Micah Irfan and Adam Mockler. You can subscribe to us below. I love you all. Peace out.
Thanks.